76, Grace Butterworth seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the southwest side of Beverly Lane within the Creek Falls Farm subdivision. The 911 address is 5009 Beverly Lane in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 605. The applicant is seeking a 2.6 and a 2.4-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing pole building. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero merit return.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bryce Butterworth, 5009 Beverly Lane, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, so just kind of did a brief timeline of a pole building I had built in the rear of my property. We contracted Delmarva Pole Buildings in April to build us a new storage shed out back. I have a 3- and 5-year-old, and our garage is overrun, so we needed some more room. The building is just going to be used as a place for us to hang out and for storage. It's not going to be a business or a shop or anything like that. So Delmarva Pole Buildings came out, put up the footers, and then I was informed that the footers failed the inspection, and the project manager called and asked would I like to move the footers in compliance or would I like to apply for variance. I said, if it's just the footers in there, I'd like to go ahead and get it right. So they said, yes, sir, we'll do that right away. The footers were moved. I assumed everything was going to plan. They put the building up. Everything seemed to be going to plan. Then everything was completed. It took at least 6 weeks to get the building and then put the windows and all of that. Heard nothing negative from them. Then everything was done, and I called and said, "Okay, what's the next step? What's our final step here?" And I got no reply. I got a bunch of out-of-office replies when I emailed, and then I finally got a call from someone saying that our project manager had quit, and they were the new project manager. And then they had no idea what was going on. So they gave me the number to someone in the county who I contacted, and they said, "Oh, you failed the footer for the second time. So now you need a survey. So I was a little confused, but I said, "Okay." So I got the survey, and it's still 2 feet back from the property line, which is not what I had wanted. Delmarva Pole Buildings has just been extremely unhelpful in this helping me at all. So I'm coming to you guys for variance so that I can get this project finished and have my shed. The only thing I can say is that that is the ideal spot where they put it. It couldn't be any further to the right because of septic and the area they did put it. I can step up real quick. Thank you. So it's right here. This is septic, so I couldn't go any further over here. And this is a little bit of a low-lying area, and this is drainage out to the main neighborhood's drainage. So I would prefer it not be. If it were pushed up more forward, it would force more water towards my house, which I would not like. Behind me is a bean field. It has plenty of room. There's, twice a year a combine comes by, but it's in no way in their way whatsoever. And my neighbor also has a pole building right here. Mine's kind of next to it. And I was talking to Pete, saw the survey guys come out, and we were talking. And
He was like, oh yeah, mine's only 15 feet back. So I came and got a variance. So mine should be further up than his. Other than that, all the neighbors have been very supportive. They love it. They said, what's going on? You guys in there yet? Not yet, still working on it. But it looks great. All the neighbors have loved it. No complaints. HOA has no complaints. And what else can I say? Let's see if I had any other.
And that's about it. I can answer any questions.
Questions?
The timeline you spoke of. So mm-hmm. you had the footers set.
Mm-hmm.
Inspection came, found out that it was
mm-hmm.
Too close to the setback, and then they came back and moved it for you, right?
Yes.
And then proceeded to build before there was another footer inspection?
Correct.
Okay. And you're at that time, you're just assuming.
I asked them straight out. I said, will this make everything, because they billed me
right.
for this process as well. The whole process is unsettling. But they told me, they said, yes, the county has told us exactly what we need to do. We're going to take care of it if that's what you want to do, and it's going to cost you this much. And I said, go ahead and do it. And I got charged for it. And here I am, so.
To move the footers.
So mm-hmm. they charged you to move the footers.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah.
Were the footers already poured?
The footers were poured at the first. I didn't pour them. No, they. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
I mean, they didn't just dig the holes. They actually poured the footers, and then it failed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they came and dug all that concrete out, or.
Yep.
And put it in the wrong place.
Yes.
Again.
So
yes.
I know where you're charged.
And charged me for it, yes.
I see where your pole building is now. Where did they have the footers before?
They said they needed to be 12 foot over and 18 back, which makes absolutely no sense to me after getting the survey.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. I would never, ever use this company again. That's all I can. They sounded like they had 100% under control, and then.
So before we get to that, your survey also shows another shed.
Mm-hmm. So this little guy here, I just moved. I had some people with a trailer just move it over. I measured 6 foot off of this guy's fence, off of my neighbor's fence. I figured that would be fine, and then when the survey came back, that looks short too. But it's just up on blocks. I'm not seeking variance for that. I can move
the size of that shed. Do you know the size of that shed?
12 by 20, I believe.
Like a 12 by 20.
Yeah.
What's our limit for small sheds?
5 foot setback.
Okay.
But I think he's going to move it to comply.
Yeah, that can be moved. I have no problem with that.
Thank you.
I'm not. Yeah.
Ms. Lepore, can we see the variance to the house next door?
I did not see it just in looking at the paperwork from
either.
Here. The map that we have here does not show one next to it. It's possible it could be prior to, which is like 2011, that right, Ms. Norwood?
All right.
So, I mean, if it was prior to that date, it wouldn't show up the way we're looking here. You have to go in archives.
I guess that development was there then.
I check one more place.
Jim Hudson's one?
Okay. I don't see one in the older records either, so I'm not sure of it.
Could it be an admin if it's under 12 inches?
No, that looks like the garage was built in 2003 on that lot. It wouldn't have to be a recent admin.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. Anything else? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that pole building, do you need it for vehicular access? Is that okay?
No.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12776 for Bryce Butterworth?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12776. Mr. Bryce Butterworth, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 12776. The variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second. Dr. Carson, would you amend your motion to send a...
I've got another statement.
Okay. All right. Very good. Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.
Mr. Chair, I have a concern. We have repeat issues that are brought to the table regarding this contractor. And I've struggled with this in terms of what our rights might be. Mr. Sharp has been gracious about sending letters stating our concerns. We find citizens coming to us that have been put into a bind. And sir, I'm sorry you were put in that spot. My question is do we have the ability to, on one hand, I want to say require a survey before a permit can be issued to Delmarva Pole. That puts the pressure on the applicant to pay for that survey and relieves Delmarva Pole Building of any responsibility. I mean, they're supposed to have the responsibility to begin with. So I'd like to ask council what's the next step up from a letter of admonishment, because
there's been multiple.
We're burning board time, and certainly folks are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and I think we've given them strike 1, 2, and 3, and I'd like to know what we can do to require them to jump through a hoop or two prior to a permit being issued. That doesn't create a financial hardship to the...
Yeah. Let me get up. Well, we're going to have to do some research. I know you've asked that before, and I had done a little bit, but I did get sidetracked. Let me dig into that. I want to talk to the permitting department as well to see, because there also could be some systemic things that we need to look out for as well at their level, and what communications they've been having with this particular contractor, because you're right, this is not the first, not the second, or the third time we've had this come up. And I think you've raised a good point. So I think your idea about perhaps surveys for their prior applications
wouldn't be bad for all of us, but
yeah, I think, you know, from a policy standpoint, that's sometimes difficult on all applications, but we'll see what options we have on this one. We'll try to get creative too.
Can we require Delmarva Pole Building to pay for the survey? Probably not,
but we can look
just
at
thought
it.
I'd ask.
Mm-hmm. County staff has had some internal conversations.
Yes.
County staff doesn't, due to our concerns with the building.
You guys, any other information for me?
We're good for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Good holiday.
All right, thanks, you too.
That's all I have, sir.
I mean, you have a gentleman here who's had to pay to have re-poured. He shouldn't have had to have re-poured, and then he has to pay $400
exactly.
to come in here. That's just ridiculous.
That's
$500.
Yep.
But it's just, that's ridiculous. When you're a homeowner who's depending on a contractor and trying to do things the right way, rather than we've had this here before where somebody just put something up and they're like, I don't know. When somebody's trying to do it the right way and still end up in this position because they're entrusting in someone to take care of the things that the average homeowner wouldn't think of, it's a bad situation.
You just completely disregard any of that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It's poor business practice. It's,
and they put it on us to think we won't put those people under financial hardship to.
Yeah, we had that issue. I mean, this isn't the agenda item, so we probably shouldn't talk too much, but it's a continuation, I guess, in the last case. We have had cases in the past where we were having problems with those contractors, and they saw, well, the board will grant the variance. And I think the board has not been rubber stamping things for, I would say, years now, or I wouldn't even say they even before, but I think there was a perception of that. And I don't think that perception exists anymore, which I think has helped. Because I think it does require these things get done. But I'm going to reach out, and I know we got staff here, see what we can come up with. I think your idea about, you know, requiring a survey on their applications that they pay for is an intriguing one. We'll see if it's, you know, and I think there's...
They'll just start getting the homeowner to get it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
they'll find a way around it. It's unfortunate, but
so just throw it in
to
price.
Do work here, they'll find a way. We need some way to red flag them.
Business license or
ripping people off.
With home doing. Building permits for a period of time.
Dishes.
I'm running out of patience.
We had this issue before where there was a clean hands ordinance years ago. And we looked at it for other violations, and it's only to monetary ones. But I know that had been something to visit. But let me dig into it. I don't want to speak too much without diving more into it than I already. Sure. I kind of disciplinary things before. And I,
thank you.
With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Exactly. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Don't burn all your coal at the same time.
Jeff, we can.